In the middle of February 1977, Christian leader Jeannine Louwan was summoned to the office of Idi Amin, the infamous dictator of Uganda. It would be the last day of Luwan's life. He was shot to death, possibly by Idi Amin himself. The tragic event had an eerie resemblance to the rule of another Ugandan dictator, Manga, who himself in the year 1885 began a reign of terror by having an influential Christian leader executed. It was also during his reign that the first major penetration of Uganda with the gospel took place, which was followed by an intense persecution. By the end of his first year in power, Manga, for entertainment, roasted 3 Christians alive. The following year, 32 Christians were burned alive, and another 200 were torn limb by limb.
There were powers of darkness behind these people that you're looking at, which were tearing apart this nation.
Still, the love of the Lord could not be stopped from taking root in the people's hearts. Luwan's death in 1977 added but a single digit to the list of Christians, around 400,000 in all, who were slaughtered or driven into exile during Amin's 7 years in power.
What I knew about Idi Amin was a towering figure who wanted to throw around his weight and wanted his presence felt all over.
Uganda's troubles did not end when Amin was driven from the country in 1978. The darkness which had ruled through Manga and Amin continued a pattern of unspeakable cruelties during the return rule of Milton Obote. And these, of course, were on top of the usual litany of problems afflicting Uganda and other sub-Saharan African nations. Rampant corruption, civil war, and economic chaos. To many around the world, Uganda was hopeless. But unknown to the rest of the world, the seeds of change had already been sown by the Holy Spirit several years earlier. During the 70s, far from the centers of power, the Spirit of God began to move hearts to intercede. In what would later be called the jungle prayer meetings, believers met in secret to pray for a move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
There were times they had to go into the swamps and stay in the water, hidden in the papyrus reeds. So they would spend the whole day there, and in the night they would come out. And they would then get together and pray.
At risk to their own lives, Ugandan believers, surrounded by popular village witches and the ruling political powers, continually call upon the name of the Lord for revival. The first major break over the region came with the overthrow of Obote in 1986, ending decades of tyrannical power over the people. Though the political situation improved, the country still faced an even more serious threat, the worst AIDS crisis in all of Africa. Based on the numbers, 1 out of 10 Ugandans were affected by the virus. The World Health Organization in 1991 predicted the total economic collapse of Uganda by the end of the 1990s. But the Lord had other plans. Now, pastors in major cities began to seek the Lord together and tapped into the work of God in hearts by orchestrating cycles of 40-day fast with lay people as active participants. The long-standing struggle with deep magic finally began to break. And for the first time in 100 years, associations with it were viewed as shameful and wicked. All-night prayer meetings have become the passion of the Church of Uganda. The presence of the Lord has not only joined the battle for souls, but has literally exploded over the Pearl of Africa.
So churches began to pray in zones. It's like bees. You can hear bees through the night. Every community praying, every zone praying.
The gospel of a suffering Jesus and the resurrected Lord has gripped the hearts of Ugandans. Congregations are growing faster than houses of worship can be built. For example, one congregation has to hold 7 services on Sunday to accommodate its 35,000 new members. The International Labor Organization reports that Uganda is undergoing an economic revival, growing by a staggering 8% annually. Christians are spicing up the government by upholding moral standards, even to the point that the Department of Ministry of Ethics has been created by the new president, also a professing believer.
I believe Uganda is in a new beginning politically.
In divine timing, God brought leadership. God began to put people in place.
God is working this country.
Today, the spiritual atmosphere of Uganda has been changed. 1 in every 2 Ugandans is a praying believer. And the lost are hungry for the gospel. On December 31st, New Year's Eve in the year 2000, the capital city of Kampala, in a gathering of over 60,000, Ugandans held a unique millennium celebration in which the dark history of Uganda was renounced, and the Lord was officially invited to touch the hearts of Uganda by their president and his wife.
Covenanting our nation, Uganda. of Jesus Christ.
Like an Old Testament passage, the nation was literally covenant to the honor of Jesus Christ. Pass the word along. The Lord is on the move in Uganda.